Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
For an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, it is Loveline. I'm excited. I am not Adam. That's why I'm excited, which means I'm not Harry. But I'm not a millionaire. I'm Stryker with Drew.
Wow.
Doctor.
What is that voice? Who is that? What is that positivity? Where's the negativity?
I just ate Baja Fresh at 9:30.
Nice.
Right by the Beverly Center. I was eating it so fast. I was with my lady. She's like gobbling it down, the burrito. I'm like, I got to get over to Loveline. So 9:30, I'm still sitting in there.
Yeah.
Ran to the car, sped here. The Killers are going to be on tonight.
That is killer, right?
Yes.
You know, for the rest of the country, fill them in on this band. And you're in my history with the band, too.
Yes. Okay, first off, the Killers, I think, are an amazing band. They're from Las Vegas. I don't know from, but they're claiming they're from there.
Right. Harkin from Las Vegas.
Yeah, they have an unbelievable CD called Hot Fuss. The first single is called Somebody Told Me. Somebody Told Me, You Had a Boyfriend, Look Like a Girlfriend, that I had a February of last year.
And that's a song that you played for the first time on K-Rock here in Los Angeles. And I was sitting in the studio.
And I said, Drew, you have to listen to this.
And you started singing.
And it, not only was it catchy as hell, but then when I got the CD, which came out in the middle of June, this was way before June, but when the CD came out, I was like, these guys are legit. It's not just a one-song thing. But you and I bonded over that song, and every time you came in the studio when I did my show in L.A., I would play it for you.
Well, I don't know if you're playing for me or not. You certainly played it, and I seem to be playing it every time I walked in the studio. And then there's another, the second
single you like, Mr. Brightside.
You like that too.
That could be the greatest song of 2004. Are they listening? Oh, and so the Killers are here, but they're not in the goddamn room.
Are they here?
No, well, no, I don't know.
They're not here yet.
Where are they?
I don't know. Take calls.
Brandon, where are you? Flowers. That's he's the lead singer.
I see a lot of action.
Hey, that was Chris Chiappetta out there.
No, the door is...
Oh, the door is opening? Hey, it's the Killers. That's Brandon Flowers?
No, Ronnie.
Oh, Ronnie, I'm sorry.
Hey, dude.
You look like him, but I've seen you.
Ronnie, how are you?
I saw it let the... see, I've already screwed it up.
Come on, we're actually live on the air here, so...
Yeah, we're on.
Go ahead and make yourself at home.
We have 50% of the band. I don't know if you just heard me yapping about you guys in the hallway. Did you hear it?
Wait, hold on.
The mics are not on yet. Microphones. We on? Hello? Ronnie?
Hello.
Yes.
There.
All right, there you go. 50% of them, Drew, which is good.
Fantastic. 50.
I don't want to redo our whole spiel about it, but let's just say it was huge. I exposed you guys, the music that is, to Dr. Drew before June 15th.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
With Somebody Told Me.
He was, you brought it to Los Angeles.
I don't know if I brought it, but I was like so high in it, you guys, like going crazy. Loving the single, the song in the pink single case that I had.
Oh, yeah. That's from England.
Really? Oh, was it really? How? Yeah. My grandfather's Dutch.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if they're being this fast.
Good, yeah. Our guitar player's Dutch.
Really?
Yeah. Dave, the crazy Dutchman.
So Drew, every time he would come in the studio before Loveline, because I'm on normally 6 to 10. I'm Stryker, by the way. I'm not Adam Carolla. Like, I would play that for him. Like, Drew, you have to listen to these words. It's so good. And listen to the music.
Dance around.
Yeah. And then I was saying, I'm going to reiterate right to your face, when I got the CD just before June 15th, I was so excited for myself and you guys that it was so legit and so good.
Thanks. Thank you.
It is it's like the lyrics are so good and the music behind it's so good, you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, you know how this thing works, this show, Loveline?
Yeah, it's a great show.
All right, good. We're going to go right to the phone, shall we? Anybody?
Are you guys drunk?
No.
No. How was the sushi?
It was great. I wish you guys were there.
Yeah, me too. I was at Baja Fresh 30 minutes ago.
Oh, no.
It was all right. I'll have to go to the bathroom in a minute. Rachel, you're 18?
Yeah.
What's going on? You're on with the Killers on Loveline.
All right. I'm 18 years old, and I've been having sex for 3 years, and I can't get an orgasm.
All right.
How about when you're by yourself? Can you do it?
No, I can't. And I've been with, like, girls, and I've been with boys, and I can't do it.
That's part of the problem. Well, a couple things. First of all, women under 20 very frequently can't do that by themselves. And often can't do it with a partner. Most will never have an orgasm with intercourse. It's only with some sort of direct stimulation.
What if like, you know how to work your equipment and you're in the union? Do you think you can get them?
Yeah, if you're union, per diem, whatever it is, it's still, things don't sort of come online until after 20 for many women. They actually, the biology doesn't sync up. And so it's really about finding an intimate relationship and kind of working it out. This business of finding lots of different people and having sex with them is not going to work. It's not how it works.
Well, and by the way, I have a steady girlfriend right now.
Yeah, by the way, you sort of reek of chaos. Were you sexually abused growing up?
No.
There a reason why you're so all over the place, lots of guys, lots of girls?
What do you mean, six guys and six girls, a total of 12 at 18 years old? Is there something wrong with that, you guys, from the Killers?
I'd say wrong. It's just all over the place.
I'm exaggerating. It's a lot of girls by 18, right?
Yeah. It's a new world we're living in.
It's more than I had by 18.
It sounds like you're confusing yourself.
Right. Mm. So, yeah. Rachel, what is exactly what you want? Some sort of technical manual? That manual doesn't exist. Really doesn't.
Well, I was just wondering if it was me or if it was normal. I don't know.
Well, did you hear anything I said?
It's normal until you're about 20, and then all the orgasm shenanigans will sync up.
It's just starting to be easier after around 20, 22. Are you on any medication?
Uh-uh.
Are you on birth control pills?
No.
Thank God.
No need. She's with girls. No abuse or abandonment or foster care or something in your life?
No.
Why does it seem so chaos? So much chaos.
I think she's just excited. She's from Wyoming. There's nothing to do there except sleep with the girls.
No, this is chaos.
It is?
Why, Rachel? Why?
Why so many boys and girls, Rachel?
Right. What's that about?
No, because I haven't found the right one, I guess.
All right.
That makes sense, right?
No. It makes sense, but it's not the problem. But go ahead. All right, Rachel, don't stop worrying about the orgasm. Stay focused on finding a relationship.
But back to the orgasm with the intercourse.
Yeah.
So if a girl can have it with the intercourse, what's going on? Hello. If the girl can have it, what's going on here? What are you guys doing? Oh my God, Drew is now. Can you explain what just happened? Anybody? How distracting was that?
Ann came in and started making some signs to me, and it was that she needed the card to get out of the studio.
So Ann's worked here. I love Miss Wingle, but she's worked here for like 5 years and doesn't have a card?
5 years.
Okay.
Reagan, 15.
Yeah, hello, Killer.
Hello.
Yeah, you got to speak into your telephone.
I'm sorry.
She's speaking to her radio.
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No.
All right, well, get to the question, Reagan.
Okay, sorry. Okay, you guys rock.
It's unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Very quick.
Are you guys just like influencing?
They can't hear it, so.
Let her ask it. It's just one simple quick question.
Anderson said no. Technically, they can't hear it at all. We hear it. Nobody else hears it.
Sorry.
There's thousands of people trying to call, and we're going to take that call.
All right. Thank you, Anderson. I'll ask it. Hey, she wants to know what's the inspiration behind a lot of your guys' songs on Hot Fuss?
The inspiration behind our songs. We just write songs. Usually, you know, the lyrics are the last thing that come up. Mm. So we're more focused on the song and the melody to begin with.
And who is most lyrically writing the songs, if that makes sense? Who's penning the songs?
I am most lyrically writing the songs.
Okay, right?
Brandon. Right? Yeah, I write the lyrics.
Okay. And then when it comes to the music, is it... collaboration between everybody,
group effort,
including you, because you play a couple instruments, right, Brandon?
I play, you know, keyboard, piano, stuff.
Now, how about I know you guys use a keyboard? You can hear it in the songs. You got to drag it around every place you go. What kind of bands did you guys listen to growing up, or why a keyboard? I mean, it sounds really like you have such good as noise is the right word in your songs from like so many different types of instruments.
We all listen to a lot of the same stuff. It just happens to be what I play. I'd like to play the guitar, but it's easier for me because I took piano lessons when I was a kid.
Right.
But I do, you know, we love Depeche Mode and The Cure and a lot of keyboard stuff in there. Blur, everybody uses them, so.
Sharon?
Yes?
18?
Yes.
Hey, by the way, let me set the show. This is Loveline.
Right.
That's Stryker out for Adam, who's fishing in La Paz.
What?
The phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191.
There you go. Okay. It's all reset. The killers are here. You're
killers
Drew.
Are the guest.
I'm Ted Stryker. We're going.
Excellent.
Good.
Sharon.
Yes.
This is where you talk now.
Okay. Well,
Drew, forget it. I can't take that call. That's so annoying. Sharon, come back. We'll come back to you. Be prepared, okay? Thank you. Tim, we're going to Tim. Be ready or else. We can't have that. Damn, I got to get in a roll here. What's going on, Tim?
Oh, you hear me? Hey, yeah. Dr. Drew. I wish Adam was here. Love you guys' show. Dr. Drew, I saw you on MSNBC talking about that gay marriage stuff. Awesome, man.
Thanks,
and
Tim.
Can I ask you a personal question? Are you an atheist also, like Adam?
No, no.
Yes, I thought.
And I'm not as vehement as he is.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Almost wishing I would have come. Hey, Chuck, you're all right, but you're definitely no Adam. You're all right, though, I guess.
Yeah, okay, anyway. Tim, hold on. We're going to put you on hold and take the next call. Go to number 5 right there. Adam, you're 26. What's going on?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to say what's up to Dr. Drew. I've been listening for a long time and listening since the days of Poor Man.
Ooh.
A long time ago.
Adam,
long
dude.
Time ago. And I want to say what's up to Killers. You guys are the bomb, dude. I love all your music. It's awesome. And I just wanted to ask you guys, how long you guys been playing together?
About 2 years.
2 years? And you guys have this kind of cohesive, good music after just 2 years? Dude, that's awesome. You guys have really good music.
We're very hard workers. Thank you.
That is pretty amazing. What were you in separate bands before the Killers? Or were you guys together, always in a band together? Was it always the Killers?
It was always the Killers.
Right.
We'd all, you know, done stuff.
Where'd you guys grow up?
Las Vegas.
So everybody actually for sure are from Las Vegas.
All right.
Yeah.
Dave, I like Vegas.
Dave was from Iowa.
Okay.
But the other three of us grew up in Las Vegas.
What high school did you guys go to out there?
I went to Chaparral.
Yeah.
I went to Clark and graduated from Western High School.
God, Vegas. I know you growing up there, you're probably... Do you still do the same ridiculous stuff that you don't live there, or is it more when you go back because you're not there all the time?
I think when we go back, it's home time. It's,
right.
You know, it's time to get back to sleeping in your bed and using your facilities.
The facilities. Exactly.
Here's Andy, right, 23. That. Andy.
What's up, Andy?
Hello?
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
All right. What's going on?
My question is, why is it that I don't like orgasms?
Why what?
I don't like orgasms.
You don't like them?
I have them, but I don't enjoy them.
What's the matter?
Does that make
sense? Are they not satisfying, or?
They're like, they're more of a distraction, I think. Like, I feel like,
they're like the act?
Like, I don't know, like, I don't want to be, like, I feel kind of like I take on the guy's role in that after the orgasm, I'm kind of done. And,
of course you're done. You're worn out. The juices have flown. It's getting a little dry down there. Your brain is spent and your body. You should be done, right?
They don't sound like a distraction.
So, but I don't, like, want them, and I feel like people make me think I should want them.
What do you want?
Wait a minute. Wait, well, I'm very confused. You said on one hand you act like a guy and are driven to orgasm and then are completely done afterwards.
Orgasm. Like, when I do orgasm, I'm not happy with the fact that I don't want to go anymore. But, like, my boyfriend will still want to go.
Is this with the same guy?
Yeah, I've only had sex with one person.
Oh, this isn't, you're kind of not matching up, you and he. You got to work things out.
But isn't it normal after an orgasm with a girl from at least when I, you know, I've only been with one girl. And hold on one second. Hold on, Andy, one sec. When I was with a girl in June of 92, and after she orgasmed, she was done.
Yeah.
Aren't girls mostly done after they...
Yes, but the problem is her boyfriend, this is the opposite of what we normally deal with, which is she's done before the guy. And she's like thinking like, oh my God, this is ruining the experience for him. Therefore, I can't have a distraction like an orgasm intervening here, which is unfortunate. And this is a function not of you and your body. This is you and the relationship not working right.
But he's feeling so good that he's making you orgasm very fast, I'm sure.
But maybe not. Maybe he's one of these guys that's focused on his orgasm only, making her feel bad for being done, and now you got a problem.
Now, which guy are you in that department, Dr. Drew? Are you focused on yourself, or are you focused on your partner?
I have a pathology in general of being too focused on other people.
Really? So
it translates this to everything.
Have you ever just stopped the whole operation and said, don't worry about me, I'm done for the night, even though you haven't reached that point?
Well, that's something that men are not capable of saying. Not until they're about 75 or so.
I've said it, but I don't mean it.
I've said it. Yeah.
I said it when I was at dinner like an hour ago.
Yeah, you're done eating.
Under the table. All right, let's go to Christina, 17. You're on Loveline. The Killers are here.
Hi. There's this place by my house. Hello?
Yes.
There's this place by my house, and it's called Gravity Hill. And it's, like, in the middle of a cemetery. And I really like to go up there and have sex in my car in the middle of the cemetery.
With a partner?
I can't come unless, yeah.
Okay.
You can't have an orgasm unless you're in the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yes.
How long has this been going on for?
Like, since I lost my virginity, like, a year and a half ago.
Same guy?
No.
Did you lose your virginity there?
Yeah.
Isn't that where most girls, like, you know, they dream of losing their virginity? See, when I lose my virginity, we can either go to the Four Seasons Hotel after prom or the Palms Hotel in Vegas, or we can go to the cemetery.
Most will specify a mausoleum. But anyway.
Well, a lot of us come up here and, like, get drunk and stuff all the time because it's like...
Are you loaded when you're up there every time?
Not every time, but it's like, you know, it's like a hangout sometimes or... Sometimes we can go to be alone. Nobody really goes up there because it's
all right,
a cemetery.
So it's not about it being a cemetery. It's that it's a comfortable place, a safe place, and a place you also use drugs and alcohol. I mean, those were the features of that place other than it being a cemetery. It's more about that, isn't it?
I guess. I don't know. I just found that, like, no matter what I do, like, unless I'm, like, in the cemetery, like, I can't have an orgasm.
That's good that you're having orgasm not only at 17, but in the car, which is a tough place having one in there.
Well, please don't take things too far. But yeah, that's right. I mean, that,
it's hard in the car, literally.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think she needs to find a similar place that's not a cemetery. That's
like a morgue would be good.
Like a bedroom.
Yeah, she's 17, so it's kind of hard to pull that off too. But somewhere,
you put on a scary movie in the bedroom or something.
Right.
How about a drive-in?
You know, that's a good question. Where are kids doing this these days?
You mean if they can't do it at home?
Well, I don't know how many of them have room set aside by their parents for this activity, but I imagine there aren't many.
Right.
Here's Chris, who's 19. Chris.
Yes.
Yes, Chris. What's going on?
Not much. I've got a question for you. My girlfriend, she won't let me go down on her at all because she says that it smells bad down there, whatnot, even after she takes a shower. And,
okay. All right, hold on. The Killers have something to say about this, right?
Excuse me?
Ronnie. Hold on one sec.
Hold on.
Ronnie?
Well, how does she know?
How does she know what?
How does she know that it smells terrible?
I guess when she masturbates, she can smell it. Like, it has a stench and whatnot.
Have you smelled the stench?
I have. After, like, we have sex, yeah, I can smell it. It's, I guess, just the smell of sex and whatnot.
Yeah, it's just her smell. It's not anything unusual.
Yeah,
right?
But, like, she says it smells bad even after she takes a shower.
But Yeah, immediately makes us think bogus when you reiterate the same statement.
No. He's just saying that she likes to get clean. And
that's fine. But the deal is, yes, it's hard to say based on what you've sort of information you're providing for us. Could be an infection. Could be a chronic bacterial overgrowth of some type. She could see a doctor about it, and they can give her some cream and try to sort of clear out the bacteria, quite literally. But it sounds more like this is just her smell, and some people have unique smells, and unfortunately she feels very self-conscious about herself. And you have to really... make more of that, making her feel comfortable with her body.
I mean, yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, think about it, again, the difference between men and women. There's not a guy on earth, no matter what it smelled like, you know what I mean, would turn that kind of thing down.
Of course not.
I mean, guys.
Girls are very sick. One thing I've experienced.
you
would tell a girl not to go there?
You know.
Maybe after a show.
It's a respect thing, you know.
Yeah.
Don't come a knocking.
Depends where they are down there, though, really.
Yeah.
Some places can be worse than others.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm trying to follow you.
You had a pink shirt on right at the Winnie Roast this year, Brandon.
Probably.
Right? I don't know why I'm talking about your wardrobe, but I just had a flashback of it all of a sudden.
Yeah. I think I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I like that shirt. Good.
Hey, how were your shows last night, by the way, at the Troubadour?
Two nights ago at the Troubadour.
Two nights ago.
We played two in a row, and it was, right. I didn't think we could do it, but we did it.
I heard you guys were on fire, as my friend Aaron emailed me today. Like, it was really, really, really good.
The second one, it was just...
a lot of fun.
It was more jumped up than the first.
What do you guys think of Weenie Roast this year? I believe you were first up. I saw your whole set out there, by the way. It was still somewhat crowded, but did you guys feel good doing it?
Yeah, felt good.
Nice.
It was really hot. We were just talking about that today.
It's a cool place to play.
Great venue.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to play Inland Invasion 4, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, with an unbelievable lineup.
These are all, just for the rest of the country, these are concerts here locally in Los Angeles that the Mothership K-Rock puts on.
But the Inland Invasion, people, there's still tickets. It's a big venue. After I read the lineup, people like in San Diego or within 5 hours, they may want to come to this thing. It's crazy good.
April 23.
Yes?
What's going on?
Hi.
We're listening.
April.
We're all ears.
I was just saying that I had a knack for getting into bad relationships.
That's it?
Cool.
I've never had good luck with guys.
What do they do?
I've always, like, all my boyfriends have cheated on me.
How many boyfriends have there been that have done that?
What's that?
How many boyfriends have done that?
Probably about 8.
8 boyfriends have cheated.
And how do you know they've all cheated? How have you caught them off? That's an unbelievable record that you've caught 8 boyfriends in a row cheating on you.
Well, half the time they tell me, but sometimes I've caught a few of them. Like,
I have an interesting question. If they don't cheat on you, do you cheat on them?
No, I don't.
Never?
No.
And you never cheat.
I think it might be that I'm too good to them, I guess. They take advantage of it. I don't know.
No, it's who you pick. It's right. Not as though all guys are cheaters. Cheaters are cheaters, and that's a particular kind of guy.
Right.
And it means that you pick guys that are unavailable and aren't interested in a real relationship.
Right.
And goofing around. That's what you have to examine for yourself. Why is that so attractive to you? Was your dad gone all the time when you were growing up, or was he?
I've never known my dad. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's there you are.
There
so
it is.
You pick the guy that's never there, the boyfriend that's gone all the time too. So it's just a reenactment. The crazy thing about the human being is that the things that are the most painful in childhood become the sources of attraction in young adulthood. In fact, I was reading Dante's Inferno, of
right.
all things.
Yeah.
And in this damn poem, he talks about, he's looking at these people come across a river, like the river Styx to hell, and he asks Virgil, he goes, why are these people coming? They don't seem to resist. And he goes, oh, it's because terror is converted into attraction in hell.
Wow. That was just like that.
Just like that.
Right there. All right, we got to take a break here on Love Line. It's Dr. Drew. I'm Stryker filling in for Adam. The Killers are here. We're going to play a song from Hot Fuss in just a few minutes, and we'll tell you where they're going to be on the road and find out about some Vegas stories when they stayed up at Dre's till 11 in the morning on some water substance or something like that. All right, more Love Line after this.
Hey there, it's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. The phone number here is 1-800-LOV-191. Filling in for Mr. Carolla. I'm trying to think of strong enough words to describe my delight and happiness in having you here.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, really.
Come here, give me a hug.
Yeah, I'll give
you some hugs. I like
the absolutely.
Hug.
Absolutely.
Love herpes simplex.
Big hug,
right? 10.
Yeah, he may or may not, but I'm overlooking that. I'm wearing condom. And in the studio tonight is the Killers.
Yeah, 50% of them from Las Vegas. And I say this honest to God truth. I drove to Palm Springs on Friday after my show, listened to it through like 3 or 4 times. Not for my first 3 or 4, but I listened to it all the time. The gospel song, I think it's number 5. I don't know if it's gospel, but all these things that I've done. I love that song, by the way. We're probably not going to play it on Loveline tonight. We're going to have to play that Somebody Told Me thing and Mr. Brightside. But just for the record, if you, you know, if there's a third single, which there will be, the idiot in L.A. likes that one. And I love Smells Like You Mean It, too. That is such
smells
a good
like
song.
Smells Like You Mean It.
Wait, why don't you guys bring that up?
Smile Like You Mean It. Such a
Smells Like You.
See, I'm like, no, but I promise. I swear to God, you guys, I
you
just
really
screwed
know
that
it.
Up. No, I swear,
no,
I can sing the words to it. If you played it right now, I could sing
go.
It.
Go.
On air. Right
no,
now.
If
go.
You if you played it, I could sing it. I love it. And the first song, I swear, I'm not lying. We can call someone that was in the car with me. I'm so stupid right now. I'm quitting.
But you know,
right.
We had that smell call. And
no,
maybe you're still
see,
thinking about
I know
that.
It's on the brain. Like you mean it.
Anyway, here we go. We're
I've already worked 4 hours on the radio before this tonight. My brain is screwed up. All right, let's play Somebody Told Me. If your radio station doesn't play this song, scream at them. It's a good song, good lyrics. And here you go. The Killers, Somebody Told Me on Loveline. Hit it, Perez. The Killers, that is called Somebody Told Me. It's Loveline. They are here at Loveline. I'm Stryker with Dr. Drew. You guys have been on tour nonstop. You guys broke first, not in the States.
That's
you guys,
true.
We were just talking about that off the radio. You had a deal in England?
Yeah, we did a small deal in England first and got to tour over there first. And then America finally caught on.
Gravitated to you guys. Got the label deal here.
Yeah.
And it's going really well for them. They're going to be playing a show called the Miller Lite Inland Invasion 4 Flashback to the Future. It's September 18th. It's the Killers. And check out this lineup. And then I want to ask you guys who you're probably most excited to see. Morrissey, Susie and the Banshees, Tears for Fears, Billy Idol, Franz Ferdinand, Devo, Stone Roses, X, Muse, Flock of Seagulls, Death Cab for Cutie, Missing Persons, and The Walkmen. All one day. Any of those bands you dig crazy?
I mean, almost all of them. I mean, we're into a lot of that stuff.
I didn't know we were playing with Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Tears for Fears.
Billy Idol.
Yeah, you just did the movie.
Eyes Without a Face is...
Whew. Eyes Without a Face.
There's no human written.
Yeah, that's a good song. All right, let's take some calls here. Where are you going, Drew? Rachel, you're 24 in Loveline.
Yes, hi. I, the other night, tried giving my boyfriend a rim job, and, like, he didn't really get that excited, and I'm just wondering if I was doing it wrong, or, like, if it's something with him, if it's something
with
me.
Did he use the counterclockwise swirl, or did you go normal clockwise with it?
Well, I tried a bunch of different things. Like, I, you know, and worked, like, up and down the scrotum, too, but I started around... his anus, you know.
Speaking
and, like,
of being
just,
clean, yeah.
Rachel, I recognize the accent. She went to finishing school in Geneva, I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it.
Do you think she's acting? You think it's a bogus?
No, I don't. I'm just saying.
Rachel, you said you tried giving it. How many do you give it often to your boyfriends?
No, I've never done it before, so I was just wondering, like, what's the best way to do it?
I think first it'd be good to check to see if a guy's into it. Because I bet a lot of guys are not into that.
How lightly were you licking the area? That's the important. Was it light or was it force licking?
I don't know. It was kind of like I started to use different pressures, you know.
Because
when he wasn't really into it, I tried a couple different things, so...
You know how it is when somebody's not into something, you start working harder at it, it just makes it worse.
And more uncomfortable for the person that doesn't like it.
I think you got a guy who's just not into that. That's my bet. You got to ask him.
Is he into the normal oral sex that you perform?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So,
he's just probably not into the rim job. But it wasn't the way you did it, I'm sure.
I'm just cringing a little bit at the detail that you got into there, Stryker. So,
what?
Well, you sound like you have some expertise in this area. So.
On the receiving end, have you?
So maybe you ought to just give her a little advice. I've never really known anyone that had any degree of expertise in this topic, but I'm delighted tonight we have you here. So go ahead.
It's your first time, right? You haven't done this a lot. You have not done this a lot,
No, I haven't. So, like, it could be something that I'm doing wrong. I mean,
give it time, sweetheart.
Go ahead, Stryker. I'm all ears. I am.
First off, my family lives here in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, and they do not have a son. I do not have a son.
Grandma's listening.
Drew, seriously? Fine. The best thing to do... just... oh, my God. A light, very light, licking, obviously, motion. Keep the fingers away. Just glide over it. Don't insert it. And maybe long, soft strokes.
Okay.
Keep going. And how many minutes until you get to L.A.?
All right. Let's just take that in for a second. Well done, Stryker.
Let me tell you one time.
I'm glad you're here.
At band camp. All right.
Taking Stryker out for dinner later.
Howie is getting some cocktails, isn't he?
Here we go.
Drew, you're killing
Moving
me.
Moving on. Sarah is 27.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi. I have a question. A guy that I'm dating right now, when we have sex, I don't, like, feel anything. It's not like he's small or anything. I just, for some reason, don't think he, like, gets that hard. Is there anything I can do to make it feel better? Because it's just, like, it doesn't do anything.
And you've never had, and this is not the first guy you've been with.
No, it's not. I've been with a lot, you know, multiple different people, and I've never thought that this could be a problem. And I've kind of talked to my friends about it, and they're like, I don't know. Like, they don't get it either.
Huh. You should be able to tell if it's how hard, like, it is if you've been with other people.
I mean, can't you feel with your hand to see what's going on there?
No, it's just weird because it's like he get hard, but it's not like that much. Like, any time, it's like, I guess it's just not, like, super hard. And when I have sex, like, I just don't feel it, you know?
Okay, so you don't, it's not, he's not getting an erection, full erection.
Yeah,
All right, that makes sense. And is he on medication, do you know?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
Does he have a pulse?
I think that would be the right thing to ask, is meds or doing drugs or something like that, because that can impair erection. And if he really is having some problem with erectile function, I mean, that's what the drugs like Viagra are made. Is she laughing?
No.
So drugs like Viagra are made for.
Yeah.
So you need some more investigation. And by the way, how old is he?
Like 28, 29.
A 28-year-old who can't achieve an erection, I would get a urological workup, a medical workup, because I'd be really concerned about that before anything else.
Hold on, go ahead, Brandon.
Brandon's hand up.
I'm not a rocket scientist, but if it's not hard, how is it even going in? You know, how are we getting it in?
It feels like it's hard, but kind of like, it sounds funny, like soft on the outside.
Yeah,
like,
It's not fully erect, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, everything else is good. And
he has no medical problems? No medical problems?
Not that I know of.
He's not diabetic or no diabetes? No.
Is he drinking?
Not more than anybody else I know.
What about when you're on top of him, Sarah? Does it feel good at all for you? Because maybe sometimes you can just work it, even though he's not fully hard, where he's like his pelvic, his like bone deep down is like pushing on your good spot. Does that work for you? Have you tried that?
I've tried everything, and it's just kind of like, it's just weird because like everything else is good, but then I just kind of like try to avoid like having sex because it just doesn't do anything to me. And like, I've kind of tried to talk about some stuff, but it's like, I think he's shy, and try to like see if we can talk about it a little more. And I don't know if like he even realizes that it's even maybe a problem. That's one thing.
I think you got to always take this kind of thing from the standpoint of your concern for his health and say, look, this is not something that seems normal to me. I'm worried about you medically. Let's get this looked into and get it looked into. Because
Why are you staying with him if he's not performing sexually to your
expectations? You're thinking like a male now.
I know. Well, I'm serious. I mean, if you don't do it right, if you're unsatisfied, how are you going to maintain a lengthy relationship with that person, Sarah?
No, I know. That's one of my questions. I mean, I'm looking at it. You know, he's a great guy, and I like everything about him, but, like, just one thing, and I'm just kind of like, don't want to be that shallow to be like, oh, well, you know, the sex isn't good, but at the same time, it's like...
Yeah, C-Striker, she wouldn't want to be that shallow.
That's a big matzo ball, though.
I know what you're talking about. Like, I've been with someone that has been really good, and then all of a sudden you're like, ooh, this kind of sucks. Like, you know, it's kind of not fair. Like, you kind of... trying to find someone that has everything, like the whole package, you know, it's kind of hard to find someone that you know, has every quality you want. So you're kind of like wondering, you know,
this is the truth.
When you're overanalyzing everything.
Well, just bring it up to him and say, what are you doing that it's not getting hard? And go from there.
If you're really thinking about staying with this guy, you got to bring this up and solve the problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was he harder before?
No, I don't think he ever was.
He just never was.
No, never was, yeah.
He's always been a softie.
I think you got to get the medical evaluation. That's your first and foremost priority. John. John?
Hello, John.
Hello. Caller who goes by John. Yeah, there you are.
Yeah. Hi, I was circumcised after I was born. And since I started having sex, I've been having trouble maintaining an erection and achieving orgasm.
Hold on a second. You were circumcised after you were born?
Yeah.
Not before you were born? Like,
yeah. Funny.
Right. What do you mean after you were born?
I mean,
give a
like.
Break, John.
That was kind of stupid. Sorry.
What does that mean?
That's okay.
What does that mean after I was born? I mean, you were circumcised like everybody else.
Quit busting his balls, Dr. Drew. He didn't mean it.
What does he mean?
I screwed up a minute ago with the song, and he knows he.
Watch out. You're
going to
be under my radar screen pretty soon.
God, just because you're a doctor and went to school for 9 years doesn't mean you can insult
me.
He means in the hospital.
Yeah. So what happened, John?
I don't know. I was just wondering if, like, maybe being circumcised could have lowered the sensitivity and made it harder to have an erection and an orgasm. Or work?
Absolutely not. That would
it
mean
increases
that,
the sensitivity.
That would mean everybody would have a problem. No, that's not a cause of any significant problem that way. What's your problem? What's your problem? Stop thinking it out. You're 19. What? Tell us what the problem is.
I mean, pretty much, like, I have trouble having an orgasm a lot of the time.
A lot of the time.
Yeah.
Is that just when you wear a condom, or?
Well, especially when I wear a condom. I've only had a few orgasms with a condom, but I've been with my girlfriend.
How about when you masturbate?
No, never any problem when I'm by myself.
And how long does it take you when you're by yourself?
Anywhere from, like, a couple minutes to... All right, hour.
You're fine. Look, John, you are
do not
fine.
Have any problem with orgasmic function. You have a problem being comfortable and feeling intimate and being sexual in a relationship. And that's what this is all about. And you got to, you're 19. I mean, you got some time to work that out. You got to find.
Stop masturbating so much when you're not with your girl, and then you for sure will come when you wear a condom.
That's absolutely good advice. And also, you need that relationship where you kind of work things out with. You're still 19. You got to get, you know, a long-term relationship where you kind of work all this stuff out. You start feeling comfortable. We got to take a break.
We do?
Yeah.
All right. The Killers are here. We're going to play some more music from them pretty soon. The song Mr. Brightside, which is really good. See, I got it right there. Talk about the tour and everything. If you have questions for the guys, it's 1-800-LOVE-191. More Love Line after this. We are back here on Love Line of Stryker. Dr. Drew, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm filling in for Adam. He's out fiashing, going for Marlin and Tuna somewhere. And the Killers are here, Brandon and Ronnie. You guys are from Vegas. You're playing Inland Invasion on September 18th out there in San Bernardino. What about your own tour after tonight? You finally have a day off. I don't know. Is today considered a day off even though
today
you're in here?
It is a day off. Yes.
And what do you do tomorrow? Where do you go in your new bus?
San Francisco. Tomorrow we play San Francisco, the Great American Music Hall.
Nice. And yeah. Who are you guys... Drew, can't you wait to commercial for that?
Dude, Adam, is that you?
No, but that's so funny. You're having him sign.
We can do stuff. We can
robots.
Multitask.
Oh, my
here,
God.
Dude.
Okay. All right. And then how long are you going to be on the tour you are now before you start this MTV 2 thing, the $2 bill tour?
And this whole tour I heard was 14 weeks.
Okay. And how much do you guys like the road? Is it what it's cracked up to be?
We just... You know, before we were in a 15-passenger van.
Right.
And, you know, most of it was pretty good, but you have to be miserable after a while, you know. Sleep is very important when you're traveling and, mm-hmm. and you know, entering different time zones and trying to give 100% every night. So I guess what I'm trying to say is being on the bus and having a place to spread out and lounge and maybe think a little is... really change things.
The option just to go to sleep right after you're finished.
Mm-hmm.
Or change clothes.
It's right there. What about when playing in Vegas as a baby band before you were signed? Is it hard to get a following there in Vegas? Or is it easy to get a buzz out for a band?
It's rough. There's not a lot of places to play.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
There's two or something like that. I mean, literally, it's...
What are the two? I'm curious.
We played a lot at this place called The Junkyard. Mm. And another place called The Rock, which got closed down because someone was murdered.
Nice.
And...
Very, very Vegas.
We played at this transvestite club turned to an indie club on Sunday nights. And our friend, you know, set that all up and we would play there, you know.
Transvestite to turn indie.
It was called Tramps.
Nice.
That's a good name.
And that was where we really kind of, when we started getting a little bit more popularity, that was where we played.
And did you sell your own CDs at these clubs that you guys had burned in Vegas? And did,
I think at the time we were just giving away like demos, little garage recordings,
yeah.
Right?
Damn, what a great story. Then they went to London, then they signed out there, and then the big deal here.
How'd you guys get together? Because you all went to different high schools and stuff, right?
Yeah.
We met through an ad at the beginning, in a paper, in a
weekly. Like male-searching women, or?
No, like, you know, in the weekly papers that they give away, you can, you know, there's always a musician section at the back, and people will put, you know, looking for a guitar player.
Who put the ad?
Dave Kooning, our guitar player, who's not here. He just put, you know, I love Oasis, and... U2 and the Beatles and Smashing Pumpkins and things like that, and you know, he's just looking for anybody to start a band with.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, here we go. Danielle, 20.
Hi. I had a question about, I guess, my sex drive. I've been married for 2 years, and me and my husband were trying to get pregnant, and during that time, I was like, well, I guess I was overzealous. I would just have sex with him like every day if he would have sex with me. And
you know, there's an interesting thing that no one ever talks about, and there's finally been a book put out. It's called Maternal Desire. Women's erotization of the desire to have a baby. Mm-hmm. That it's an erotic impulse. It's an erotic impulse for women sometimes to want to try to make a baby. For men, it's the opposite.
Right.
They want to avoid that. But
so you're saying the girl gets hornier and friskier when she's in baby making mode,
right,
and wants something
that's,
inside there.
That has now been documented.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
so that might have been part of what was like, driving them.
Yeah, but then we found out that we couldn't have kids. And there was like a period that, like, for like 6 to 8 weeks that we didn't have sex.
Oh, boy. No.
Couldn't touch me. Yeah. Or I was just like, no, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
What was the problem with the fertility?
I don't ovulate.
How come? You have polycystic ovarian disease or something?
No. They actually don't exactly know.
You don't ovulate at all?
Uh-uh. They put me on drugs to try and make me ovulate, and I still didn't. So,
did you go to a fertility clinic?
Yeah, I went to a, I'm trying to think of the name of the doctor, what they called him. Like, I can't remember. It's a long name.
But more than just a general obstetrician, you went to a fertility specialist.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
And now you have no drive for him. How long has it been since you found out you can't have kids and you lost the drive?
Well, it's been, probably 6 to 8 months. But I mean, we're still having sex, but it's not nearly as much as it was. And now it's like, you know, take it or leave it for me.
I want to have sex. There are people, therapists, that specialize exactly in what you're dealing with. And usually they're connected with fertility clinics. So you need to call back and talk to them, because it can be quite a shattering experience for some women to find out that they are not going to be a mother, or at least not going to be able to have a baby. And so you got to kind of work through that and think of your sexuality differently. And that needs a little bit of work, Danielle.
Okay. Because there was a period when, like, we didn't have sex. And, like, that whole period, like, all I would do was cry.
This has obviously been a really serious experience for you. And you got to talk to call the fertility clinic back. First of all, make sure that all biological possibilities have been exhausted. And then I'm sure they have therapists connected with that clinic. What was that?
I was just saying a good clinic should have already been on that, you would think.
You would think so. That's why I'm wondering about where she was going.
Right.
Lori, 28.
Lori.
Yes?
What's up? You're 28 on Loveline.
Oh, hi. My question was, I'm getting a little resentment from my 17-year-old boyfriend. Because I kind of suggested that he use these growth enlargement pills.
I don't believe this. You're 28, he's 17, and you're telling him to take penis enlargement pills?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, Lori?
What was that?
What do you do for a living?
I'm in retail.
You turn your radio off.
I don't buy this for a minute.
You don't buy it?
Turn your radio off.
You don't have the radio all the way off.
Yeah, the guy in the car is putting her up to this, as usual. Well, we got to take a break. So we'll hear more about Lori.
Do you believe it, though?
I'm not sure yet.
Why would they be calling? For fun?
Yeah. What else do they got to do in, they're in Sherman Oaks.
It's Loveline. Strike, we're in for Adam. The Killers are here. We'll be back after this.
All right, we are back here on Loveline. Yeah, the Killers are here. I'm Stryker, filling in for Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Thank you.
1-800-LOVE-191. Drew's been doing this thing a long time. I like being right by your side and touching your shoulder. You're a good man.
Don't touch me.
Okay. Look, with all my other boyfriends, I've only given them hand jobs. Anderson. Very funny. We're going to play Mr. Brightside in just a minute, a song from the Killers and their CD, Hot Fuss. But first, Jessica, 16, what's up there?
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was on my cell phone and I can't.
Sorry. You weren't going to go back to your call?
Sorry.
She's actually contemplating it. It's a good thing Adam's not here, Jessica. That's all I can say. What's going on?
I had a question about masturbation.
Yeah.
Is it okay to not?
If you're a girl, yes. If you're a guy, hell no.
Yeah, again, this is one of the strange territories that people don't like to talk about, but a 16-year-old female, many times, now women have a tremendous range in their sexual sort of response and expressions,
yes.
But most 16-year-old women can't, masturbation does nothing for them. And there's nothing you can do to a male by the time he's 16 to prevent him from masturbating. There's nothing you can do. Maybe cut off his penis, but even then, I'm not sure that, you know what I'm saying?
If you cut off both my arms, I'd still find a way to do it.
The idea that it's the environment that creates this is really ridiculous, because for centuries, people have tried to find a way to make the male not masturbate. There is no way. It's never worked. It never will work. And yet the female, we've now gone through several decades of trying to encourage this in the female, and it just doesn't work for many of them.
It's hard not to masturbate as a guy when you don't have a girlfriend. It is literally, I've tried my best to go 2 days. I can't even make it 2 days. It's impossible.
Why is that? I mean, why is it that the guys have to...
Because the men...
Is it the appendage?
Men, no. First of all, it's a completely different biology. The testosterone is a drug that saturates your system. Secondly, there's a fluid that builds up that must be released. And if you don't release it, God will release it
so
for you.
So you're saying if I go
night,
5 days without masturbating, I'll have a wet dream?
Probably.
Wow.
Well, certainly a couple of weeks we'll have one.
Wow.
And there you go.
That's impossible, dude.
And so, Jessica, no, you're fine. This is the bizarre thing. We're making women who are normal feel flawed for being normal. You're fine. And when you do feel like doing it, or if you ever do, that'll be fine, too. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. She's all good. Hold on, Drew. Yeah. What's the longest you've gone without... I mean, do you ever masturbate being married?
You have 12-year-olds, Drew.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I'm just wondering. Yeah, you're at the doctor's office. You're in between patients.
No, yeah. Well,
you got your office.
That's generally when you squeeze it off.
All right. Speaking of squeezing it off, we're going to play a song. And this song plays tricks on my mind when I listen to it, because it may just the words are great, and it's a great song.
Squeezing it off.
Yeah. The song is called Mr. Brightside from the band The Killers. 50% of the band, they're here. More at The Killers, but check out the song. It's probably my favorite song on the CD, Hot Fuzz. Here it is, Mr. Brightside on Loveline.
And it's all-
Mr. Brightside from The Killers on Loveline. I'm Stryker with Dr. Drew, and The Killers are here. And I'm very, very excited in my life about a few things. Music, a little bit of sports, and just having fun. So when a band like The Killers comes in, and you guys don't know me, you live in a different state, and I'm like, oh, I love this, I love that. I mean, I'm very passionate. I like the band very much, and music in general. And that song, Mr. Brightside, is such a great song, you guys. Is it about a guy whose mind is playing tricks on him? Because he thinks, you know, the girl's hands on the chest, the guy's taking off her dress, but you're kind of falling asleep, or is that happening right next to you when you're falling asleep? Or please help me and tell me.
This basically goes into detail of someone's imagination that's jealous.
Right.
And
how the mind can play tricks on a guy, right?
It can be an ugly place, yeah.
It's loosely based on Wyatt not in the band Boswell's
right.
life.
There's a shout out. I was talking to someone here, K-Rock, on the radio, a big like thing we did about that song on the radio. I'm like, I don't think it's abnormal for a guy's mind to play tricks on him when, you know, she's choking. No, I'm serious. When, you know, the girl's out doing something and it's just like weird coincidence when she says something, and but that really happened, but it was really something different. And your mind is like, no, she's making out with that guy. She's screwing him when she's really supposed to be at work. But she was really at work. And then it destroys you. Your head and your stomach just kill after that. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of the gist of it?
That's part of it, yeah.
Okay. All right. Mr. Brightside, The Killers. Find him in a city nearest to you, like San Francisco, pretty soon. Let's go to Liz. You're 22 on Loveline.
Hi. This is a question for The Killers. I was at the show on Saturday, and I was just, like, totally blown away by the way you guys dress. It was just really, like, cute, snappy, and I was just wondering, what inspired you to dress that way? I mean, not too many people, like, rockers out there are, like, you know, dressing that
so
way.
So snappy.
You guys have a stylist, right? I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, stylist. I know. It's totally cute. So was it England or Vegas or?
Partially, I think it's a couple of things for me. It's I think it, you know, I wouldn't want to play these songs in, you know, in holy jeans and a t-shirt. And then the other part of it is I always enjoyed getting dressed up my whole life. You know, whether it was going to church or whatever it was, that was something that that excited me. I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Getting snappy.
Ronnie, do you have a members only jacket?
I do, not at the moment.
Okay, no, but I thought I saw you wearing one at some point, but I may be wrong with that.
I don't know. It was a while ago, maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I may have seen that.
Yeah.
You look good.
You know, dressing up's important. It's not really dressing up, it's just, you have to look nice.
No, you guys look really cool. I love, like, Brandon's pink shirt and from Saturday.
Oh, back to the pink shirt.
Different pink shirt.
Okay.
Different
snappy pink shirt.
Cool. All right, Ashley.
Thank you.
Thanks
for noticing.
I mean, Liz.
Okay, bye.
See you next time.
Goodbye. Ashley, now we go to you. You're 29 on Loveline.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. I've been with this guy. He just turned 21 today.
Happy birthday, guy.
And, you know, I really love sex, and, you know, he's all for it, too. I think he's a little rough sometimes. And
He beat you?
Excuse me?
Does he beat you?
No, not at all. I just want to give him tips on how to be softer to help me come, because, of course, he comes, but I don't.
Is he rough in terms of the thrusting of the pelvis,
exactly,
or is it more of his hands?
Yes. You know, putting my legs all the way up above my head, and, I mean, that's cool and all, but...
That's just the way it is, girl.
Well, I mean, I want to give him tips. Like, how can I tell him, like, you know, to soften it up a little?
Have you said anything to him yet?
Well, I've only been with him a few times.
Look, guys aim to please. And all you got to say is, hey, you know, I'm glad you're into this. I'm into it, too. But here's what I need. And just spell it out, period. Guys want you to be happy for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And men, unfortunately, have great confusion about how to do that because they know what they like.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very carefully coached to believe that women want exactly what men want.
Yeah.
Therefore, whatever I like, you must like.
Or maybe he thinks you look best with your ankles around your ears.
So you've got to just tell him. He'll be fine.
He's 21.
Don't worry. Yeah, just tell him you're great, you have a great time, but this is what I really need.
Yeah,
and if there's any hint that he's not going to get any, he'll listen.
Oh, yeah, you hold all the cards.
Yeah, he's so into the fact that I'm like 8 years older than him, and he just loves that, you know? And I don't know. I mean, I want to tell him, you know, go down on me, but I'm afraid that he's going to get all, like, scared, you know, because he's intimidated that I'm older.
No. Ashley, stop.
Tell him, baby. Just do it, okay?
Men really like instruction.
Okay.
All you got to do is just... But make sure you don't wait till you're resentful and frustrated and then go, well, you just... Oh, you just going to do this?
Rolled over and fell asleep when he was done.
Okay, but that's what they don't like. They don't like you waiting till you're frustrated and resentful and coming at them with demands. That is not good.
And then you feel small and you don't feel good about yourself. So tell them before the fact, like Drew said. Hey, Mo, you're 18.
Yeah. I'm calling from Upland. My girlfriend, we've been having sex for about 4 months and she won't let me...
Hey, see, okay. Do you get that? Did he save us? Did everyone save us? Okay, good. Let's go to Crystal. I think that was a real call, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not. I'm having the same problem at home. What's up, Crystal? You're 22.
Yeah, my boyfriend and I have been together for about 4 years, and about 2 years ago, I started getting yeast infections quite a bit, and I thought maybe it would have something to do. I'd never had the problem before, but then again, he's the first person I've ever had sex with. And he's not circumcised. I was wondering if there's anything that might have to do with that, if it was hiding somewhere.
Yeah, it's possible, but just having sex can trigger yeast infections.
Hey, so, okay, I was just... Yeah,
but you're right.
Is there anything that, we can do?
Well, he can get... You can get some.
Sorry, I was
seeing
them about
Crystal, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
And now I'm on speed and a fetter and even let brother back.
Right. Crystal, you can make, you know, he can get some anti-yeast cream. Maybe talk to a dermatologist about that, making sure it's all cleared up. Even start with something over the counter. There are antifungal creams there. Keep things real dry with the head of the penis down, the foreskin pulled back. And then sometimes some women need to be on. There's just a New England Journal article that came out today, interestingly, about women with recurrent yeast infections needing to take a medication called Diflucan all the time.
Diflucan
is the only way.
Oh,
the
really?
Fluconazole. And so having recurrent yeast infections is not at all uncommon. You ought to be checked to make sure it's not a thyroid problem or a blood sugar problem, but that's rare.
Let me ask you a question about the yeast infection. Why having sex often? I'm asking Drew, actually. Having sex often triggers it. What is
anything
it?
That upsets the it's like an ecosystem down there.
Okay.
And anything that intrudes from
without. Is it the fluids that cause it, or is it the rubbing against the skin, or what is it?
It's different for different women, probably. It's probably a lot of different factors.
Okay.
Just it may sometimes it's a condom that does it.
Wow.
So.
Or not.
Or not.
Chris, you're 22 on Loveline. What's going on? The killers are here.
Oh, okay.
Who?
Caught me off guard there. Okay, I got with this guy about, 5 years ago. We were together 7 months, moved in right away. My house got raided. We both went to prison.
Whoa. Slow down. You're 17.
Your house got raided for what purpose?
You moved in together? You
were possession of sales can all that other good junk.
You sound like a stimulant user. So speed?
No, not. Okay. We moved in together. Like,
wait, wait.
Right
what
away.
Were you? What were you arrested for?
Manufacturing, possession of sales, possession
of what?
Substance,
of what? That's what I just
She's
said.
She's from Bakersfield. Of course
I just said you sound like a speed user, and you laughed at that.
No, I'm not a speed user. It was
just a maker. She's a speed maker.
I was not.
I'm
like,
not making.
Most
I'm
bakers
not,
only make the bread. They don't eat it.
I've never met a speed maker that doesn't use a little speed.
Well,
but you know what they said in that NWA song? Don't get high if your own supply.
You can't make money if you're doing your own product.
Right.
All right. So what's so you were 17.
I was 17.
Moved in with some guy who was how old?
When he was 20. We were both young. He and was like 19, 20.
But where
were your parents? Who was making the meth? How did you know how to make it?
I've lived away from home since I was like 15.
Why? What happened?
I've had a lot of issues.
Problems. Yeah, what happened?
Spent about 10 years being raped and molested by my grandfather, and...
Oh, perfectly normal, perfectly normal.
Okay,
I mean,
you
who
know,
hasn't
stuff like
that,
whatever. So I kind of left home when I was young and lived on my own. By the time I was 17, my dad got me an apartment or whatever, you know, so I lived on my own. He moved in with me almost instantly, you know.
Okay.
We went to prison. I came home. I moved on with my life, you know. Started getting my stuff together, you know, and he comes home about 5 months ago, and he pops into my life, and we start having sex, but not a relationship, you know. We don't want a relationship or whatever, and then he decides that he wants to be serious again, But I just got my own place recently. I'm working two jobs, you know, and I told him that if he was serious and he really wanted to be serious with me, he would be serious. And he won't let me go. I've tried to end it, you know, and tell him, you know.
What's the question then, Chris?
What do I do? I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. I mean, I call him and I'll tell him, you know, just bring me back my things and, you know, that's it. You know, I don't want to mess
you. You have moved on with your life. You have two jobs. You are in jail, most likely because you got involved with him at 17.
Yeah.
Let him keep the stuff that he has.
Change your phone number. Change your locks. You obviously have trouble with boundaries, naturally enough, having been sexually abused most of your life. You've got to be able to set down boundaries and hold them. You want this guy out, he's out, that's it. You don't contact him, you don't have communication with him, that's it, all right?
Okay.
You've already gone to jail.
Yeah. You don't want to go back.
Yeah. Together.
Ashley, 17, what's up? You're on Loveline.
Hi, yeah. Okay, me and my boyfriend were in his mom's car, and...
It's funny in itself. I love it.
I gave him a hand job, and he kind of went, like, on his stomach. And he was, like, trying to clean it off himself, I guess. And he, like, wiped it off with his hand, and then he proceeded to get onto me and finger me with the same hand. So I was wondering if there was any possibility that I could be knocked up.
Again, a lot of products of finishing school and higher education tonight.
Yeah.
Quite interesting. Could you be knocked up by the finger?
Can the sperm live from stomach to finger to vagina?
It sure could.
Really?
But that'd be a pretty rare event, but certainly it could.
So he could have taken the live little swimming sperm from his third finger over from the far right.
His finger could have been the turkey baster of love, yes. It could
Oh, my. So should she take the morning after pill from fingering?
Yes.
The finger morning after pill?
Do you know what the morning after pill is, Ashley?
Yes.
I do. About taking that.
I love how he wiped it off his stomach and went straight for you.
Yeah, this guy's all class.
1-888
not number too late. 1-888 not too late is a phone number you can call to get the referral to a pharmacy in your area where you can get the morning after pill without a prescription.
Okay. How much is that?
It's about $30.
How many do you get?
Two pills. Well, I think it's either two or four pills.
And how many is the whole operation to get the morning?
How many what?
Pills do you need to say?
You just take one set, one pill and then another set 12 hours later. Mm. That's it.
Wow.
And you've really prevented ovulation. If you've already ovulated and the sperm is up there, it's going to get you pregnant.
What he should have done was wipe it off his belly, lick it, and then use the tongue to... That would have really...
Whatever.
Okay. That was break, or we should talk to Molly?
Break.
All right, really?
Yeah.
All right, we're just on a roll.
Break.
I was getting excited there.
You want to talk to Molly?
No, I'm going to go in the bathroom for a minute.
Want to tease her call?
Yeah. Molly, we're going to talk to her in a minute. She has anal with her 30-year-old boyfriend often, and then has intercourse later, and she's curious that there could be a smell because of that.
Transfer.
You know. I don't know.
Use your imagination.
You go from the exit into the enter. Anyway. Okay, we'll talk to Molly after this and the Killers as well here on Loveline. We're back here on Loveline. I'm Stryker for Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew, and Brandon and Ronnie are here from The Killers. You guys, did you already film the OC? You already did it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
And it's going to be on in December?
December 2nd.
And how was doing the OC, filming it, and participating in that?
It was awesome seeing how they do these shows. It was fun for me.
How many?
Really comfortable.
Any,
surprisingly.
Any lines?
To act.
Really? You'd be a good actor, Ronnie.
Well, thank you.
You kind of look like Tom Hanks and Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Together.
We've never gotten that one before.
Who do you get? Who do you get that you look like?
Oh, man. I get Jason Lee a lot.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Jason Lee as well.
Yeah.
When you guys, when a band films on the OC, I believe I've only seen like one or two episodes because it's always on when I'm working. What do they do with the bands? Is it just that you're at some hot club in the OC?
The kids actually, come to see a Killers gig in it, I believe. And there's, marquee and everything, so.
Right. They're doing really well in that show, getting credible bands. I think the Walkmen were on there as well.
Good band.
Yeah, good band. You guys, and you're going to be playing with the Walkman and Morrissey and Tears for Fears and Billy Idol, Francis Ferdinand, Devo.
Frank Ferdinand.
His real name is Francis. He got killed, which started World War One. Muse, Flock of Seagulls, Death Cab, Missing Persons. That's September 18th, Hyundai Pavilion. You can still get tickets. It's going to be an unbelievable show. By the way, you guys are going to be sweating your freaking arses off. I know you're from Vegas.
Are we going to do something better with the access to that backstage area?
Do you remember that last year? You and I were talking about that.
God.
Yeah.
Is something better going to happen this year?
I don't know. I don't run the thing. I just show up and watch.
But I mean, I don't think I'm going to do that. It was like a one-hour ride through the desert.
Yeah.
On a tram. Really back roading it on a tram.
It was kind of like Universal Studios without the King Kong.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, if you want to talk to the Killers, we got another 30 minutes, 1-800-LOVE-191, or talk about anal sex like Molly. Hit that, Drew. You're 20 on Love Line. What's up, Molly?
Hi. Well, my question is, I just want to know, like what's going on. Like, me and my boyfriend, he's 30 years old. I'm 20 years old. We've been together for 4 years, and we decided to try anal sex and regular sex right after that. The anal sex, I guess, I didn't mind. I mean, it felt really good the first time, but then afterwards, what really went wrong was, like, the flap of my skin started to inflate, and I want to know, like, what happened. That really...
Your what inflated? Your tire?
No, the skin around my vaginal area. Like, I don't know what you call it.
Vaginal area, not around the...
Labia or libido.
You got inflamed, okay. So you got an infection, probably.
Is it really? Because he did mention something about inflammation, but I wasn't sure. I couldn't close my legs because it was so awkward. So
wait a minute. There's a lot of possibilities. Was that the first time you'd had sex together?
No, we have sex like every day.
Is there any chance that did he have anything on his penis or anything? Any skin?
No, he was
in the bacterial area though.
No, but
right?
I'm wondering whether we don't have what's called a red herring here that maybe he had a herpes outbreak and.
I don't know what it is, but he's natural. Like he has a skin. Like his skin. I don't know what you call it. Is it circumcised or?
But he doesn't have any rashes or anything on his penis.
No, he doesn't. But the thing is, like when we have sex, like regular sex, his skin peels. And I think it's like the juice that comes out of my vagina.
Well, people are being.
And I don't know if that contributes to anything.
No, that doesn't contribute to anything.
It doesn't anything.
No. Okay. So now, after you have anal sex, does he clean himself and then have intercourse?
No.
So you do it right to it. So you as the band is so aptly jumping to the conclusion that they were very anxious to go to that place where they wanted to tell you that it's bacteria you brought from behind to the front, and that doesn't belong there. And you can get bad infections of vagina from that. And so, or you can also get sexually transmitted diseases per se. And
from
so,
the butt?
God, no, maybe the boyfriend had something, but probably not since they've been doing well for a while. This is the first time they engage in that behavior.
So you liked it the first time, though, the anal, huh?
Yeah, like as long as it's like lubricated and it's really wet, it feels good. Yeah,
she sounds very enthusiastic about it. Yeah,
as long as it's got the astroglide in there and it's
I have to be really, really turned on. Otherwise, I wouldn't be up for it. But it's just that one incident. It happened twice and it really scared me because I wasn't about ready to go to a doctor, spread my legs and say, "What happened? Why is my vagina inflated?"
That's a horrible attitude to have.
Yeah,
Dr.
by the way,
Drew, isn't it?
Molly,
inflamed.
Why do you think people come to the doctor for?
It's just I've never, like, I'm not used to that. I've never gone to the doctor for anything like that.
All right, you got to bite the bullet and
time.
Do it when you have a problem.
Then you got to do it because that's important.
Yeah.
You get serious infections, that you get urinary infections, you get infections that get up into the tubes and cause scarring. I mean, it's a mess. Mm-hmm. A lot of inflammatory disease. So, take care of this,
Let's
go
to Fennec. Number two, Kenneth, you're 25 on Loveline. What's going on?
Yeah, how you doing? I have a kind of a small curvature in my penis, and my wife and I have sex, but she only complains when it's like from behind.
All right, well, don't do that.
Well, no, but I'm wondering if there's some way I can, is there any way to correct that, or am I kind of discouraged?
Yes, there is a surgery that can correct that, but I wouldn't advise you have it. I advise you avoid the positions that hurt her.
But you know what's crazy? Doggy is such a fantastic position. I'm sure you can attribute to that. You know that dog. You told me that the other week.
Yeah, I was just doing
that
over
was
lunch.
Your favorite over lunch at the Apple Pan. And
Dr. Drew,
that sucks that you can't do doggy anymore.
Yeah, well, not that he can't do it anymore. He's got to be very cautious and slow, and you know, maybe
Hurts
go easy
lady.
With it. But he certainly can't do it with any gusto.
Dr. Drew, my wife is reading your book, Cracked.
Yeah.
And I know you were having this new book come out to deal with painkillers.
Yeah.
I'm taking a medication right now that's called Tussinex suspension. Tussinex. Have you heard of that?
Now the real
Tussinex is just like a cough syrup.
Well, yeah, but it's antihistamine with hydrocodone in it.
All right, so it's got Vicodin in it. All right.
Is it Vicodin? And I'm not sure. It doesn't say it on the bottle, but do you know how much, like, hydrocodone or Vicodin that's actually in that? Because I'm taking...
Well, I can tell you should, whatever it is in it, you should never be taking that more than about a week. If you've taken it more than a week, you got a problem.
Yeah, like a week and a half.
All right, we'll cut it out. Cut it out. It's all right.
But, I mean, I'm up to, like, two. It says one teaspoon every 12 hours, but I'll take two.
Yeah, well, you're going. You're getting going here. So go take. Just stop.
That was the real part of the call, by the way.
Before you get into big trouble. All right? Seriously, okay. Kenneth, take it easy. You could be going with the opiates.
All right, let's go to Daisy. You're 20 on Loveline with the Killers.
Hello. I was wondering whether... Well, there's a question for the Killers, obviously. I was wondering whether it is essential for you to maintain a definitive signature Killer sound, or whether you would like to develop your sound for the following album, because this album is multifaceted, which I love, but I was wondering whether you were planning to keep a signature sound or whether you would want to change it up.
Good question.
That is a good question. We think the album's very diverse, too. We like a lot of different types of music. And I don't ever see us going, you know, in a certain direction, just hardcore. But...
He means in one direction only.
Yeah, because we love so many different types of music, which is what you're saying. You can tell, basically, on the record. And I don't know. I mean, we just kind of do what comes to us.
Are you even remotely close to writing any new songs? Because is really just now starting to catch on with people. Like, I mean, it's okay that people are late and they're just starting to hear
the
first single. Right, but I mean, are you even thinking about the next record?
We are.
Really?
Like, 15 song deals.
Wow.
I won't call them finished songs yet. It's probably 15 or 16.
And just, I mean, we are growing a lot. I guess that you know, we definitely want to stick around and actually mature with the music.
What about keeping your credibility on the next record? I mean, is there anything that you guys think about that you for sure like as a band we can't do this because we've had these fans in Vegas that came to our shows when there was 10 of them there and we have to make sure not to do this because then they're gonna say this about us. Does that ever come into play?
Well, from the beginning, the band's never been contrived in every way.
Yeah.
It's never been like, you know, one big idea. And I think as you just keep writing the good songs like we do, and
you'll be fine then.
Yeah, it just keeps the integrity of the band. I think it'll follow through.
Cool.
I think it'll be good.
Nice. That's the Killers we're talking to if you're just listening to Loveline here. And now we're going to Rose, 23. What's up, Rose?
Hi.
Hello.
I just found out not too long ago that I'm pregnant, and I had a bad childhood, and I was wondering, how's that going to affect my parenting, or should I get help?
Yes. Ooh, are you in a car?
Yes.
I thought I heard a smoke alarm for a second. yes, Abrose, please, the fact that you're thinking about getting help is a great sign. Because here's the possibilities. When you've had horrible parenting, when those are the images of parenting that you have sort of stored deeply in your brain, you're either going to, in spite of yourself, have parenting styles and parenting impulses that are going to very much be like those of your parent, or you're going to have a profound reaction against it and go completely the other way and end up making mistakes because you're avoiding so profoundly with the same kinds of things that you see yourself in yourself that were in your parents.
Right.
I'm making myself clear. But you're going to go from one extreme to the other. Either you're going to be like your parent or completely opposite, and both are reactions to your parents. Both are pathological, and you need help sorting that out.
So, well, you said like in Dante's Inferno, that was your example earlier.
Yes, that hell, in hell, we are attracted to things that were terrorizing in childhood and earlier in life.
Right.
And Rose, you got a great plan. Get some help, okay?
Okay. Right.
Good luck, Rose. Good job, by the way, getting pregnant.
Thank you.
Well, and getting help with.
Well, both. Maybe she was going for it. I'm going to go for it, Rusty. Rusty's not going to pork her. Amy, what's up? You're 23 on Loveline.
Hi. I went to the doctor, and I was having problems that seemed to be like a UTI.
Yep.
And they had me have a urine sample, and they were going to test me for the UTI and additionally for chlamydia, which I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and I really didn't think I was going to be positive. Well,
did you have a UTI?
Well, when I got the results back, it came up negative for the UTI, positive for chlamydia.
Hmm.
And I confronted my boyfriend about it. We're pretty open. We communicate pretty well. And, you know, we were both like, what is going on? So he went and got tested, and he found out that he was negative. And I had never done anything, you know, like been cheated on him or anything even close to, you know, being.
Did you go with him to the doctor?
I'm sorry?
Did you go with him to the doctor?
Yeah, I went with him, and I heard the results over the phone from the doctor with him.
Huh.
So that's why I'm just, it totally threw me for a loop as far as what could be going on, how
accurate. Could her test have been flawed?
Yeah, it's possible. Maybe your test was inaccurate. Maybe his was inaccurate. Maybe you have just chlamydia sort of in the tubes, and it got detected. And
that's going to be the name of my first record.
Chlamydia in the tubes?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, it's not sort of made it to him yet, but that's a hard thing to understand. Do you use condoms all the time?
Well, no. I mean, we've been together for 3 years, so we're both, we don't really use, I just use birth control. I don't really use condoms anymore.
Yeah. It's hard to understand that one, Amy.
Is it possible to have chlamydia for like 3 years and not know it and not have
any symptoms
at all? Yes,
for a woman, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's definitely the case. But you would think your boyfriend would still have it. The way I would approach this is it's a mystery. I'm not sure we can really get to the bottom of it. Both of you need to be treated. You both take the Zithromax.
The Z-Pack.
Okay.
It's more than a Z-Pack.
That's what I took, and his doctor gave it to him. He didn't take it.
He needs to take it for sure, for sure.
Okay, okay.
Julie, why is that? Go ahead, Amy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to ask also, as far as if the test was accurate, when I went into the doctor, that wasn't my initial problem. I was having problems sleeping. So that was just like an added thing that I told her to check me for. And when I went in and got tested for, like, had the urine test, my symptoms, like the burning, the tickle, more or less, not a burning, were already kind of like, you know.
That doesn't matter. It's all gone. It really doesn't matter. It's all gone. It's a lot of people are advocating that all young people be tested for chlamydia every time they interact with the doctor.
Wow. Because
it's so common. So
it seems like I was going to ask about the Z-Pack.
Yeah.
No matter what you have,
it covers a lot of stuff.
Chlamydia or a cold? What the hell?
Well, the problem is, when you go for a cold, you shouldn't be on antibiotics. I've lectured you about this before.
Yes, you have. Yes.
And if you were going to respond to something, this is a very good medication. The side effects of erythromycin. The problem is, it's so broad spectrum and so powerful. It's making the organisms in the environment resistant to a drug that is really quite useful, rendering it obsolete.
What ever happened to amoxicillin? And then they're like, the Z-Pack's better, it's quicker, 6-7 days.
Penicillin is for strep only. That's
it,
period.
Okay.
But a lot of sore throats are by chlamydia-type organisms.
Really?
Not chlamydia trachomatis, which is what causes the sexually transmitted.
Of course.
Take a break.
All right, chlamydia in the tubes will be coming out probably next Thursday. The Killers are here. We got a little bit more time with them. I'm Stryker and Dr. Drew in Loveline. More after the US. All right. What's up, you guys? It's Loveline. I'm Stryker, filling in for Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew. Papa Roach will be in here two nights from now. Tomorrow, I don't think there's a guest yet coming in. Hey, how is Jenna Jameson, by the way,
she's
Dr.
Good.
Drew?
She's good.
Fun?
Mm-hmm.
Exposing any?
Yeah, you should see her book. She's got a lot of trauma. A lot of stuff.
Skin.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Well, we've known her for years.
Yeah.
She's been on the show a few times.
She was good?
Yeah.
Damn, I wish I was working that night
and
over
Chris
there.
Was transfixed.
Chris went transfixed?
He went into
engineer
some sort
Chris?
Of, oh, it was the most, yeah. It was the strangest thing. She stayed for an hour and a half, and she left, and all of a sudden, I was worried there was like a stirring on the other side. As though
I was just so nervous.
It's like he'd been in cement, and it was like sort of like the Tin Man coming out of it. It's like, oh, Chris, you're there. I'm like,
yes.
God.
God, I wish I would have been here that
good
night.
Times.
Good times. The Killers are here, hanging out for a little bit more. Look for them on the $2 Bill Show. It's the MTV 2 tour that they're going to do. Do you know who you're going to be on the road with for that?
Actually, just one show.
Yeah. Oh, just a one? Oh, that's what that is? Okay.
Secret Machines.
Oh, really?
Called the Secret.
Yeah, I know who they are. Yeah. Do you know where that's going to... Is that announced? Is that
Boston.
A secret show? Okay.
Boston.
Nice. Did anybody watch the MTV Video Awards last week?
That was yesterday.
Yesterday? Do you watch them?
I watched 40 minutes.
We saw her a little
minutes.
Bit on the bus. We heard her song.
It seemed like nobody watched it.
What? Go ahead, Brandon.
It didn't... You know, it didn't... It could have been a little more classy or something to me.
People that did do
it
complained, and very few people seemed to be watching.
It didn't have the same luster or something, right? I watched like 40 minutes, and I was like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Just didn't seem special.
I agree.
The Polyphonics pre-performance I loved.
That was cool.
I didn't see that.
It was really good.
The only thing, I know I saw Alicia Keys play, and that was cool, with Lenny Kravitz and Stevie Wonder. And I saw a rap group, I don't know their name, but Lil Jon was in it.
Oh, I like them.
Yeah.
I like those guys.
Yeah, Lil Jon. It was cool. You know who Lil Jon is?
No.
I don't know him personally either, but he's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Usher was out there. Or Usher.
Usher?
Boy, yeah.
It's lame.
He's got the song to make the booty go smack. Melanie, you're 20 on Love Line. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling because me and my boyfriend just started having sex, and he's my first, so I don't know a whole bunch about it. But I was wondering, he doesn't use a condom or anything, but you know how you can come before he comes, but the stuff
pre-cum, right?
Yeah. And I was wondering, can I get you pregnant?
Absolutely. Yes, I can answer that one. Yes.
Absolutely.
Because he was saying that, like, the pull-out method was okay because he said...
No. Pull-out method, you may already be pregnant if you've been using the pull-out method.
Because
you've got to wear condoms.
Before he comes.
What?
He said he can feel it, like, before he comes.
No, he cannot feel the...
Melanie, a guy, like, 2 minutes before you think you're going to come, little driplets can come out of there.
Often highly concentrated in sperm.
Oh, really?
If you are not using a condom and not using birth control, you are going to get pregnant, period.
I mean, I went to school in America, and I know. You should know this.
Yeah.
Well, no, because they didn't talk about that stuff. Like, all
she went to school in Los Angeles, so it's
But I was just wondering,
because
he doesn't want me on birth control.
Hey, Melanie, come on.
Don't be so stupid. 20 years old and taking this attitude,
this
that's
ridiculous.
This guy's
an asshole, and you need to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You're going to get pregnant. Is that what you want?
No.
Okay, then get on birth control or make him wear a condom. Believe
me.
You hold all the cards.
Yeah, if you say you have to wear a condom or no sex, believe me, he'll be at the store so fast buying... probably the smaller condoms. I'm serious. And also, with the pull-out method, it's of course you can get pregnant from that, but the guy, because you haven't got pregnant, say, 10 times in a row, he gets a little more cocky in how long he actually will leave it in there, and then more driplets are going to come out.
This guy's an idiot.
And then you got a bun in the oven. Drew, please. Kathy, 24, what's up?
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
I had a question. I'm going to be at the show this coming Wednesday, and I just had a question for the Killers. I was wondering, what's your favorite song to play live?
Ah.
You know, it differs. Midnight Show is always fun for me. It's just a very exciting song to play. We always finish usually with a song, All These Things That I've Done.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And, I like the way it makes me feel when we finish with that song. And so that's another one of my favorites. Ronnie?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
It's different every night. I guess we look forward, you know, we talk about songs before we play them sometimes and different little nuances about them, and it just makes you enjoy them.
You guys still get nervous for certain cities or certain crowds, or is it just, it is what it is?
You get the butterfly. I mean, you get excited. I don't know if it's nerves, but I don't know if it stops you from playing a show or anything. It's
no, of course it doesn't stop you, but, you know, butterfly excitement type thing.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's good. There. You always have to have that, I think.
What about family that you have in Vegas? They ever come out to L.A. and see the shows that aren't in Vegas and see what you guys are up to and how big it's getting? Do they know? Do they realize?
I have my little brother Nick right here.
Yeah, what's up, Nick?
Representing Nick.
Yeah.
My mom and my sister came down from Vegas to the
Troubadour
shows, yeah.
What did they think of the Troubadour, the heat in there, the closeness, just the vibe? It's just a, you know, it's a legendary place as well.
Yeah. Oh, they're always excited no matter what. So.
Good. Proud of you, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, too. I'm not even related. Derek, what's up? You're 20 on Loveland.
Hi, Dr. Drew.
Well, let's start off with this, that I've been dating this girl for almost a year now, and she lost her virginity to me, and we really love each other.
Anderson just pushed him out.
Drew, I don't know if there's a right answer to this. Is there a wrong... Is there... What do you think is an average amount of time a couple going out for a year or more has sex per week? Average.
Now you mean up to a year?
No, they've been dating a year, and now you're past that point.
Probably twice.
Twice a week? Really?
Yeah. Young couple, yeah. Why, what do you think?
How much would I want or how much
how
think?
How much you think?
I think 3 to 4.
It's a little steep.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because of time, or is it because of the, or because the honeymoon, so-called, phase is over?
The people get into their sort of rhythm, and it's like 1.5 times a week is basically sort of a national average.
But the intensity can still be there when you're not doing it, of course. Do you know what I mean? In terms of the intimacy with the brain, even though you're not sleeping together 7 times a week, but you still can feel it when you're not doing it.
Oh, sure.
Which is why after a year, you don't have to do it 7 times a week.
And then life sort of intervenes, and the schedule, you know, think other things that take priorities over that. And, and you know, there's the Coolidge effect, too, which is the newness makes you want to do it more.
Yeah. Got it. That's something I have to keep in mind. Bobby.
Let's just take Bobby real quick.
Real quick one. All right. You're 17. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Dr. Drew how he dealt with some of the people who call in and ask questions that he answers almost every night and is so calm and cool with them.
How do I do that?
Yes.
Honestly, I'll answer. The guy, and I mean this in all seriousness, he's so sincere and he does care very much about everyone that calls in. He only gets frustrated when you don't say hello back or you sit there like a jackass when you're like, caller, are you there? He's just very sincere and he cares a lot and he didn't become a doctor for nothing.
It's my friend Stryker.
It's true.
Bob, what was your point?
Well, because the last caller, the girl who called about the pull-out method, it was something that I learned when I was in fifth grade.
But you know what? Think about this. If there's one like that, there's thousands more, and it's a good thing we're talking about it, because those that didn't get it in fifth grade maybe need to get it now. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's frustrating and it's outrageous, but, well, that's our country, so there you go.
And God bless you for helping them out.
Well, thank you, Bobby. God bless
that
you.
That did not sound sarcastic at all. No. Should we take a break or do we go?
Break time.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break, a little more Loveline right after this. Hold on. All right, Loveline wrapping up here. I'm Stryker for Adam. I'll be back tomorrow.
No, you'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. Yeah. Adam's efficient.
Phew.
Dr. Drew. The Killers, hey, thank you for dealing with me and being on Loveline for 2 hours.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Keep it up. It's gonna be good ride with the record, you guys. Yep. It's a fun record. You guys should go check out the Killers CD, Hot Fuss, and it's really good. And San Francisco tomorrow night. And then you can probably go to Seattle after that. And then the show I want to mention is September 18th, Hyundai Pavilion, Flashback to the Future, Miller Lite, Inland Invasion 4 with like 16 other bands.
I guess if people want to find out if you're coming to their town, www.thekillermusic.com. Thekillersmusic.com. The Killers Music.
That's it. Any last words for Wyatt or your other guy?
I love you, Nick.
All right. There we go. Thanks, Nas Redna. All right. For the Killers and Dr. Drew, I'm Stryker. I will see you guys tomorrow. Adios.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.